Hey everyone, it's Naomi Wolf here at Daily Clout with a quick and important update. Word is getting around in internet land and the real world too that an incredibly impactful Senate resolution, which we reported on yesterday, you can see it at dailyclout.io and you can see it on Daily Clout Facebook, is probably one signature away from being the law of the land. And what it does, for those of you who watched yesterday, is that it takes your personally identifiable search history online and sells it to the highest bidder. So Congress really did that. When we last reported on it, it had either passed the House or the House and Senate, depending on whether you looked at congress.gov on your phone or on your desktop at the same moment yesterday at 12:13 p.m. So either way, it's really moving quickly toward becoming the law of the land. So maybe people out there think this is a great idea. Everyone we've heard from across the political spectrum doesn't think it's a great idea. And in fact, our video got reposted in Q Political, which is a very gigantic conservative site, a big pro-Trump site, with 3 million likes online, nearly 3 million. And the headline is something like, every American should watch this. So watch that blog to see what is going on. Your personally identifiable search history is about to enter the marketplace, unless there's enough of an outcry if you don't like it. If you do, you can rest easy because it looks like it's heading there. So I just want to tell you as an update, first that, you know, our vlog is viral. But second that Diane Hebert, one of our community members, and thank you, Diane, sent us a link from Resistance Report. Yes, it's a partisan site, but the facts that it reports are just facts. Here's how much Comcast paid members of Congress to sell your browser history. So this is a pretty extraordinary link. We offer it to you at dailycloud.io, but it's saying that the people who did support this bill basically accepted money from the telecoms. And you know, there's no evidence that there's a quid pro quo, but the role of supporters and the money they got from telecoms is very striking. In the House, Representative Greg Walden, Republican of Oregon, is the favorite of the telecom industry with over $155,000 in donations in the most recent election cycle, but 260-plus senators and members of Congress received donations from the telecom industry who then went ahead and supported this bill, or many of them went ahead and supported this bill. So I'm just going to read you, I want you to see, this is a nonpartisan site, but literally every single person in this list is a Republican, and the numbers are staggering. Lamar Alexander, Republican of Tennessee, $86,400 from the telecom industry. John Barris, Republican of Wyoming, $63,000 from the telecom industry. Roy Blunt, Republican of Missouri, $185,550 from the telecom industry. John Boozman, Republican of Arkansas, $56,450 from the telecom industry. Richard Burr, Republican of North Carolina, $58,500 from the telecom industry. Shelley Kapitz, Republican of West Virginia, $24,675 from the telecom industry. Bill Cassidy, Republican of Louisiana, $54,409 from the telecom industry. Thad Cochran, Republican of Mississippi, $125,750 from the telecom industry. So I've only gotten to the C's. And now I'm going to again scroll down slowly. Haley's going to show this. It's big numbers. John Cornyn, Republican of Texas, $148,800, right? Ted Cruz, oh my goodness, Republican of Texas. That looks like $40,840. And you see, like, this is a transpartisan site, but you can see for yourself, Republican, 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 Republican. Mitch McConnell, Republican of Kentucky, $25,000. Jerry Moran, Republican of Kansas, $130,350. So it's not, you know, the article makes the point that it's kind of as they put it, chump change. It's not a lot of money compared to the vast sums, gigantic sums of money opened up by a marketplace in your personal browser search history. Your personal, personally identifiable, I said this yesterday, what Naomi searched for online is going to enter the marketplace. What Haley searched for, what you searched for, what your neighbor searched for online, by your name to create highly sensitive profiles. Your porn sites, your looking for drug addiction treatment programs, your searching for a therapist for your mood disorder, your, you know, looking for a dating site when you're married, like whatever it is you look for that you might not want to have out there in public. This bill, critics say, does away with the Fourth Amendment, which is the, you know, part of the Constitution that talks about how the government cannot unreasonably search and seize your personal private data or go into your house or take your stuff or go through your drawers. This sort of digitally does that, say critics. Supporters say, well, as I pointed out yesterday, we couldn't find any supporters online, which suggests that that may be one reason. I made this point yesterday. The discussion about this bill has been so quiet, right? You really didn't see these supporters of this bill to hand over all your personally identifiable data come forward publicly and tell Time magazine, I'm, you know, leading the fight. And Jeff Flake, by the way, a Republican, is the sponsor of the bill. You know, you don't see people going to the New York Times or the Wall Street Journal, at least we didn't, saying, awesome bill, great idea, we're going to make all of your personal search histories available in a marketplace. And Big Brother and corporations and anyone who is the highest bidder for that information can buy it. We haven't had that debate as a nation. So I just wanted to encourage you to take a look, and thank you again, Diane Hebert, at this very dramatic list of over 200 senators and congresspeople who received donations ranging from a few thousand dollars to $160,000, $180,000 from the telecom industry. And it corresponds with supporters of this bill, you know, in multiple instances. So, you know, that's me, Naomi Wolf, signing off. Sorry, that's me, Naomi Wolf, signing off here at Daily Cloud. I apologize for being such a tech mogul that I didn't silence my phone while I'm live. But, you know, this is really, you know, some people would say our nation's Fourth Amendment at stake, your personal data going back who knows how far, it's not spelled out in the bill, you know, on the marketplace, everything you ever looked for, anything embarrassing you might want to keep private, anything personal you might want to keep private, it's all going to be out there unless you go ahead and let these representatives know how you feel about it. Or if you love the bill, let them know what an awesome job they're doing. That's possible too. We haven't heard from those people in our community or in the 3 million plus strongly conservative community of Q Political. But, you know, I'm sure supporters are out there. And, you know, let's have that debate. Let's have that discussion. And if you are worried about all of these senators and members of Congress accepting these gigantic sums from the telecom industry, that's fine. But it's kind of, you know, bribery, which is against the law, to accept money from an entity and then hand over a very valuable good to this same corporate entity. You know, let them know how you feel about that as well. And as I said yesterday, only 18% of Americans vote in congressional elections. It is powerful if you tweet, you know, use the BillCam, tweet our article about this, you know, tweet the video about it to your representatives. It's powerful if you say, I vote, and you have to do it. You can't just say it because it's a matter of public record, whether you registered to vote in a particular election. You know, say I vote in congressional elections, and I will either vote for you or against you next time around, and then do it, right? Like, go vote in those off-year elections. It makes a huge difference about your voice. You know, if you don't vote, they really don't care. They know you don't vote. If you do vote in congressional elections, it really, really matters, especially if you are in someone's district or constituency. So that's me signing off. We are keeping an eye on these incredibly important bills. Without BillCam and Daily Clout, you know, monitoring what's going on Capitol Hill and letting you know in this very direct way and giving you the tools to talk back, you might not know. So please support us. Please share the, you know, article, share the tool, and we'll keep you posted. And this is Naomi signing off and answering my phone. Thank you so much.